need team to fix things. I got a flat tire out in the middle of Minnesota. I don't even know if it's spare is. It hurts. I'm rental. I stopped at a bowling alley.
Did you get a spare?
But anyways, that's a spare. Some person stopped by and said, I can fix your tire. I said, sure, no PowerPoint. I'm sorry, no video and no pictures. Do you know why?
It was a woman.
How'd you know that story? It was a woman. Yeah. And how embarrassing to have a woman change your tire. I don't care. I don't know how to do it. But I was driving through a town called Jefferson City, Missouri. How many heard of that? You've heard of Jefferson City, Missouri, Green? So I was driving through Jefferson and I saw a starship. And I thought we could build a city. Because we built this city. And by the end of the year, we'll have our 100th building done on the property. But I can't change a tire. What I mean is, we need each other.
Yes. Amen.
You don't know it all. So right at the top, everybody needs a pastor. Everybody needs a coach. So I started a coaching business. My first client is an acupuncturist. It's hard to work with him because he's so pokey. He's underneath my skin. But he's smarter than I am. He's got a doctorate. And I work with his health, not because he doesn't know more than me. He does know more than I do, but he doesn't do it. So I have to poke him to get him to do it. Because we need each other. Mm-hmm. Don't think for a moment you can do it all by yourself.
Yeah.
You can't do it by yourself.
That's right.
So the key to success is your five closest friends. Change your friends, change your future. How many parents have warned your children? How many parents have children? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a parent. And how many warn your children, be careful of who you spend time with?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so, same thing as an adult, who are you spending time with? We. You want to become a conqueror? We can conquer together. How many can say that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what we can do together if we only learn to team up and work with each other's strengths. And don't be jealous of people.
That's right.
Don't criticize people. Amen?
Amen.
Instead, try to work together with others. Mm-hmm. As I preach, I stop in the middle and pray for people. Because I believe that God has an amazing word for people. So if I call you out, be able to cheer, God's got a word for you. And I'm going to pray for my good friend Luke. Good to see you. I just want to do real quick. I want 3 to 5 people to jump up as fast as you can. Help you pray for him, or at least give him the prayer stare. A member of this church to pray for him. He's got to jump up and put a hand on him. Yeah, he's talented, people. Amen. Father God, I thank you for this company. Look where you came from. I remember when you guys didn't have 2 quarters to rub together. And now look at them. And what a story. And what a testimony. And I see you buying some hunting land too. Amen. It's not that you have enough properties already, was it 3? I pray for even more. The meek shall inherit the earth. I pray, God, that they'll do men's retreats. Maybe up in that place, maybe up there in Lake Superior. Let that be done. Let them share that and help people. In Jesus' name. I think that he and his wife are becoming better and better friends, best of friends. I pray that every one of the kids will live for Jesus. Amen. You've done a great job. Not perfect, especially you've been better in the last 10, 20 years. And I pray, God, for $1 million a year in sales. Perhaps even more than that. God, I pray you prosper and bless him. He loves to give. He loves to help people. We pray you buy a big boat so we can go fishing on it. Let's give him a hand in Jesus' name. And remember, the apostles had boats.
And they were, a lot of them were fishermen.
And they were fishermen too. It's in the Bible. What then shall we say? Everybody say, say.
Say.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth
speaks.
So, what are you saying? And my wife talked about that in her session at 4:30. Talked about how your thought patterns. If you keep dwelling on those thought patterns, you become those thoughts. As a man thinketh, so is he. As you think, as you believe, as you talk. How are you talking? Mm-hmm. Change your words, change your destiny.
Yeah.
I used to think it was good to be humble and say, cut myself down. And then one day God said, you need to stop that. Because what if your children hear that? All of a sudden, they got your genetics. If you're dumb and ugly and fat and blah, whatever you want to say against yourself, they're going to hear that and automatically think that they're that way.
Mm-hmm.
So write this down. You don't have the right to beat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're a child of God.
Yes.
Amen. So what are you saying? Don't call it the way it is. Call it the way it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I had a pastor say, I have a problem with your ministry. I say, really, what's your problem? You're too positive. You say all these good things about my people. I know my people. They're not that good. Well, I got a word for you, Rev. What's that? Sabbatical. Long one. Start today. Don't be beating down people with your mouth. How am I going to say that?
Amen.
Do you encourage people? Do you speak life into people? Right? How many have at least one fault? I was in California during the earthquake. There was a fault.
I was shaking.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, call things according to what the word says.
Mm.
That God will prosper you and bless you. You're going to answer somebody's prayer. Somebody can say that.
Amen.
Building a city? Who's ever built a city from nothing? Have you ever heard of in the last 50 years? Especially a preacher. Who's ever done that? And yet, are we going to speak that out? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, how many here like to eat? Third of you? Okay. And so years ago, I began to speak that one day that agricultural colleges in Honduras would send their students to our farm. How many colleges send students to an orphanage to learn how to do agriculture? It doesn't happen. Probably never happened. But began to speak that and pray that. There are three agricultural colleges in Honduras. Two of them send their students to our farm. Just like we said.
Amen.
This is the power of the tongue.
Yes.
Right now. Don't be hung by your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be beating yourself down. You're a child of God. You ever have your own children cut themselves down?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good sign.
No.
It's not a good thing. You want them to feel good about themselves because they're made in God's image and they're your kids.
Yes.
And how many here love kids? And that's why we have a goat farm. Just kidding.
And their name is Billy.
Come on, people, help me out here. Humor me. If I was in California in the desert telling jokes with a lot of dry humor, but okay. Anyway. Pastor, you, Roy, you and I, we can work together as a team. Are you a person that speaks life into people? Are you? Mm. Do you speak life into yourself? Good to see you, sister. Thanks for coming. Speak life. So I'm going to give you a chance to practice. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You're not participating. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Here's what I like about you.
Here's what I like about you.
Somebody did not finish that. Stop. Here's what I love about you. I can't think of nothing. So, you guys did okay now, but not that good. Now look at another. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Here's what I like about you.
You're
quiet after that. Okay, we need one more chance. We're going to do neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
You're cute.
You're cute.
But speak life.
Yes.
What shall we say?
Come on.
Amen. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you know that God is with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But it is what you say. All right? We're going to stop and pray. I'm going to pray for a young person. I like praying for young people because they have a whole lifetime to achieve the prophecy. I up my odds. So I'm going to get that young man in the back there with his hand at you. Come on up here as fast as you can. Now, did you drive a car yourself or did you come with somebody?
Huh?
Did you
get
out? Who'd you come with?
Them.
Them. Who's them? Them, come up here.
Them,
and them. Come up here as fast as you can before the rapture. We're going to pray for him. And if you want a couple cool guys to put a hand on him, cool guys. Okay, in between guys, anyway. Now he sat in front. That was, he's going to be up here a lot. It's all right. Here we go. And who needs your mom, maybe? Sister.
Hello, guardian.
Your guardian. You're the guardian.
Yes.
Wow, I'm going to start him out in the 12. Okay, here we go. He is a good kid. He's been through hell in life. And I also think any kid in this meeting that's had a hard life, I would say, you know what? He's not a kid. And I believe that one of the reasons we had the meeting tonight was for you and for you. That you have confidence. That you give him confidence. Here's what I like about you. I'm sorry you've been rejected by people that should have really loved you. I'm really sorry about that. I'm going to tell you this right now. It's their loss. Because you know what? You're going to be successful. You're going to work hard. You're going to be a good kid. And they're going to regret one day, like, that's my relative. Look at him go! Mm-hmm. They might try to connect with you because they want some money or something like that. Yep. You're going to go, oh, I'm going to tell you what to do. You forgive them. But you know what? You're going to succeed.
Yes.
You know, God allows pain to make you clearer and stronger. And you're going to rise up. And don't let these thoughts come against you. You can make it. God bless you and put you in her care. And she's going to speak life in you. And why did I call you out? Of all the young people that call up, I called you out first. Why? Big destiny.
Okay.
When you believe that, you get up in the morning and you don't listen to the other people that are negative, you're like, I will win. This kid could be buff.
Mm-hmm.
I could set him up with a guy who has world powerlifting work and train him how to work out. Are you 12 yet, 13?
12 and probably.
So the answer is yes. Amen. He needs to start working out. Get him some dumbbells. I'm not talking about people that voted for Biden.
Oh, my goodness.
I came out before he said, should stop by that thing. He's laughing. I like this kid. Amen. And I like to say, well, maybe one day he could go with me on a road trip for maybe just a little bit in Minnesota. And see that here, what God does for people. He's got a big heart. I think one day he could be a preacher. I believe it. He's loving and caring. He's good with kids. Amen. And girls think he's good. But anyways, let's give him a hand for that one. Probably should have said that to you. How many here are glad you live in Minnesota? How many rather live here than Nebraska? I saw a book on tourism in Nebraska. It was one page. It said, welcome to Colorado. And that state's going to pop.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw me in Nebraska next Sunday. It's where the men are men and the women are husky. Corn huskers, people. Play your sports. Oh, dear. Looks like you should have been. Okay. What should you say in response? Say response.
Response.
How do you respond to things? So my wife called me up and said, you're not going to like this. And I'm like, oh no, what? The government of Honduras, bless their hearts, when we filed for nonprofit back during COVID, they didn't go to work for about a year. So they said, you're not eligible to be a nonprofit because we couldn't go to work. Yeah, we went to work. Paperwork's there. They chose not to look at it. And they fined us. My wife told me it was $150,000. It really was $250,000, but she didn't have enough guts to tell me that. They said, you owe us $150,000, and if you don't pay, we will put you in jail. Now, $150,000 is more than some of you make. Most of you make more than that. But if you don't pay it, you're going to go to jail. So guess how I responded? I quit. That was because I wasn't next to my wife. But when I got home, and my wife gave me the woman look, and how many men have ever seen the woman look? Please do not respond. As we've been making payments of $5,000 to Satan, I mean the devil, I mean Antichrist, the government. And finally, after 2 years, someone just texted me and said, we're going to cover the rest of that. How much do you owe? And I get the check this week, and we're done with that.
Praise God.
But my initial response, I hate to tell you, was not good.
Mm-hmm.
How do you respond? That's okay. Just cry out to God. Mm-hmm. How do you respond? When the moment gets tough, Christians pray for the rapture. So I like this young man. I really pray that you'll grab a hold of what I told you. Start working out, play sports, be the best you can. And don't think about adults who aren't mature enough to be adults. You're a champion.
Yes.
You're amazing.
Yes.
You're going to get rich someday. I'm going to bother you for an offering for my orphanage.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Right? I believe it. I think kids have amazing potential.
Yes.
How about we pray for another kid? How about that good-looking kid in the back? Who's that next to you, Bruce?
This is my granddaughter.
Your granddaughter. Boy, she sure is cute. Generational genetics right there. Can y'all stretch both your hands and then pray for her. I can't wait to see her on a worship team. She loves to sing in the bathroom. Doesn't like getting her hairbrush, I'll tell you that right now. And loves to dance, and she's expensive. I am glad I don't have to pay for her wedding someday. She has big taste. Are you the mom or the big sister? Just wondering. So she's very entertaining. She could be an actress. She loves to hug people. She could hug your head off, Bruce. Amen. Loves animals, too. And don't kiss kitties and puppies on the lips. It's months. Brush your teeth. So, but anyways, prepare for me. Really good in school, like all A's in school.
Yes.
And I believe she could be a doctor someday.
Yes.
Maybe a veterinarian. Let's give her a hand, amen.
Amen.
All right, what should we say in response to those things? If God be for us, how many of you have ever had somebody come against you? How many of you have ever been criticized? If I can go a week without being criticized, it's a vacation. It's constant. Can you believe that when people criticize me? I can't believe it. And people tell me, at times, Pastor Ryan, I don't like the way you do it. And I just say, well, I don't like the way you don't do it.
Yes.
As soon as you can do it better than me, I might even listen to you and tell them, cállate la boca. So, if God is for me, listen, everybody else.
That's right.
God is for you.
Yes.
How many parents want their children to win? How many will vote for the other team? Take my kid out at the knees. How many grandparents have grandchildren? And you want them to be blessed? Well, your heavenly Father wants you to be blessed.
Yes.
Can't hear you.
Amen.
He is for you.
Yes.
Just like that little granddaughter you got back there. Wow. God's blessing is upon her. She's so cute. Amen. God is for you. Young man, growing up, you're playing sports. Maybe you get the winning hit, winning touchdown. Maybe sometime you fumble the ball. God is still for you.
Yes.
And you're going to succeed. And you're going to remember this word during those hard times. But one day you're going to be a hero and a champion. How many can say hallelujah?
Yeah.
God is for you.
Yes.
How many ever had God actually help you? Raise your hand. Wow. He is for you. So God began to bother me one day. I began to ignore him. And there is something with my friend of mine who's was a speaker of the House of Iowa. He's a very famous politician. He said that in Iowa, of the females, 80% of all murders of females are from one ethnic group. I was talking to a state trooper in South Dakota, and he said, we get a call an average of 1 hour a girl goes missing in South Dakota. South Dakota, not out of Illinois. South Dakota. There's 40% of all girls in that one ethnic group that die or disappear by 18 in the United States. What ethnic group is that?
It's Native American.
And what is our country doing?
Nothing.
What are churches doing?
Nothing.
What was I doing?
Nothing.
Not because God, look at those people. They're not doing nothing. God said, well, you're not doing nothing. Oh. I said, well, we're busy. We're using in about 12 building projects at a time in 3 countries. We're busy. Just had a baby. We're busy. And I was at the airport. How many know you can run, but you can't what?
Hide.
I was at the airport and saw a guy. And remember when we had to wear a mask at the airport? Paul was on the road to Damascus. So I asked the man, are you native? He says, I'm a native. I said, where are you from? He said, I'm from Maine. I said, I don't know why I'm telling this, but I feel like I'm supposed to start a safe house near an Indian reservation called Red Lake Indian Reservation. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, well, that's my truck. I live in Maine, but I'm from Red Lake. And God got my attention. And I got on a plane, and God said, let's talk. And I said, let's not. He said, write this down. I said, okay. Number one, don't get a big head. You're not my first choice. You're number 24. But then I said, well, I don't have any money. And God said, I know you're a Christian. You don't have money. And, but, you know, God had somebody buy the land. Had somebody give me 50 grand for the basement. Somebody give me money for the electrical. That was shocking. And it's an 8-bedroom house, brand new. It cost $500,000. And it's almost done in about a month.
Amen.
I think I got the counselor.
Wow. Yeah.
And I think we rescued our first Native American girl in Colorado, but she's from Red Lake.
Wow.
Right? What I'm trying to say is this. If God be for you, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
So do you think the township was happy for us?
No.
Oh, no. They tried. They said, we're going to shut you down. We don't want a safe house 8 miles out of town. I said, well, it's almost finished. So we can't have a safe house. We're just going to have a house that's safe.
It's an Airbnb. We're going to rent it out for $3,000 a night. But natives stay for free. It's not a safe house. What I'm trying to say is this. If the government's against you, take a number, because if God be for you, who can be against you?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
How many are going to have some type of resistance against you?
Yep.
Amen. Is it easy working at Teen Challenge? Is it a challenge? Have there been people that have been there more than a couple times?
Yeah.
And they're back. This time they're really going to change. Right? And some of them are liars. But then some get free.
Amen.
If God before you, who can be against you?
Yes.
We're going to have the man of the house, man of God, stand up. Stand up and pray for you. One. Everybody stand up out of respect. And your name, Cap. A bunch of people who come over, run over to Ken. Yeah. Do some appreciation. Come up here and look here. So I'll bow you guys again. Stretch forth your hands and here we go. I admire this man for not quitting, for not giving up. He is one of the most intense, if not the most intense, pastor preacher I know. I really believe he'd be great at doing tent revivals. Mm-hmm. I really believe he'd be doing good at going to high schools and sharing a story. I really believe, Father, for a big harvest of souls to be saved with signs, wonders, and miracles. You'll see a whole lot more miracles overseas than you will in America. That's just the way it is. Everybody will tell you that because they just, if they don't get healed, they die. And here they just go to the doctor. Not that it's wrong going to the doctor. But I pray, Father God, for him to get keep walking in the power of God and discipling men. So your daughter took classes on apostolic, and you're going to walk in the apostolic before it's over. Mm-hmm. Starting churches, building the kingdom, going overseas, doing crusades. I hope build a city someday. So thank you. He's got a great wife that's darn perfect. And they're working together, God. He's got wonderful kids that don't hold him back. And God, I pray one day that your kids will be on staff with you. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day, when you get really old, you'll be on staff with them. Let's give them... Give him a hand in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. He graciously gives us all things. How many are glad that we serve a God that's a giver?
Amen.
He likes to give. How many have been around someone who's cheap? Our budget in Honduras, just like most of you have known for a long time, is right around $1.3 million a year. So we believe in giving, but how many of you ever had the spirit of cheapness come over you?
Mm-hmm.
I was at a quick trip in Wisconsin and it took too long. And I looked at this car next to me and it's an ugly car. How many ever driven an ugly car? I used to have an ugly car when I was in cemetery. Yeah, it was orange and black. Failed inspection 3 times. Yep, that was air conditioning in the winter and heat in the summer. It's great running in the mailboxes because it's a piece of junk. It died on I-94 in St. Paul. We blocked up traffic between there and Wisconsin. Right down the middle of the road. I couldn't get my car off the road. It was a piece of junk. So at a gas station, there's a piece of junk next to me. I look at the lady and I felt the Lord say, I want you to give her some money for gas. And I said, she's probably on meth. Maybe she goes to the Methodist church. And so I didn't look at her, because if you don't look at a person, you don't have to help them. So I didn't look at her. So I went right into the gas station, she's sitting right outside the door crying. And what kind of a man can walk by a woman crying? I said, are you okay?
No.
I knew it. What's wrong? Everybody for gas. I got a bag full of money because I sell t-shirts. There's nice t-shirts out there. And hoodies. I got a bag full of money to pay for gas. So I don't have the money. I'm just being cheap. Not that we don't get money. We give away $100,000 a month. We give away a lot of money that we have to earn. And I said, get in the line and I'll pay for your gas. So she did. Get in my car and God is waiting for me. He said, let's talk. I said, let's not, because I know I'm going to get it. Tell me what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do you know who that was that needed gas? I said, some girl on meth. He said, no, that was me. I was hungry and you. I was naked and you. I was thirsty and you. I needed gas money. You cheapskate. Didn't even help me. That was me. I said, that didn't look like you. That's a girl. I've seen pictures of you in church. I said, I don't look like you. And that debate didn't go well. I said, you're right. I was being cheap. A lot of Christians can get cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm gossiping, but you did the right thing. Good job. It was the best thing I did that day.
Yes.
Just going out there trying to be a blessing. I'm saying.
Amen.
Amen. And God wants you to be a blessing. Amen. He wants to use you. Right? And he's looking for somebody that he can run his money through. He's looking for somebody to love people. If you don't love people, don't tell people you're a Christian. Tell them you're Jehovah's Witness. You can evangelize backwards. Oh dear. So, it's essential we show the love of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Do you do that? Can people see the love of God in you? Yeah, I'll probably never see her again. But God remembers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in vain to give and help people when they can say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, are you ready? You're next. And stand by your friend. 3 to 5 people jump up as fast as you can. Can your brain ever shut up? He's an amazing man. He's very analytical. And he's analyzing the whole meeting. Turn up. He got prepared to be a mighty leader. What you going to college for is so needed. It's so rare. It's really smart managerial people don't do it in nonprofit because there's no profit. And yet he sacrifices, loves the people, even though there's a percentage that will fail and be back in teen challenge in a couple years. However, you don't know who those people are. But yet he is committed and he's helping people. You can overcome a lot of stuff yourself. He's got a big heart to help others. He's amazingly compassionate. And I pray, Father God, for him to be involved in rescuing people that have no hope. And I pray for that nonprofit that's been praying. We need a man like this. So one day you might have to learn to fundraise for you. Because you're needed, but they don't have a lot of money to pay for management. I pray you prosper and bless him with the family. They'll walk in joy. That many people will say, he's the best Christian I ever met. You're going to be a dad with some of those kids that never had a dad. You don't have a dad, you don't stand hardly a chance. But by the grace of God, and you're going to be that dad figure. Thank God for you. How's that sound? Right now, sir, Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, when you see it. And God will turn the father's hearts to the children, and the children's hearts to the fathers, as he comes and strikes the earth with a curse. And how many know this earth is cursed because dads don't care about their kids?
Mm. Come on.
I tell men, if you're man enough to produce a child, be man enough to pay for him.
Yes.
If I don't want to pay for your kid, I'll pay for orphans. All right, one more things here. Who bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? So write down chosen. If you're from Minnesota, you might be a frozen chosen. Only 2 seasons, winter and winter's coming. God's picked you.
Yes.
So I'm amazed that you're have like a foster child. How old are you?
23.
I've never met a 23-year-old person that does that. I think she deserves a hand. Can you give her a
Amen.
Hand? You're my hero today. I just want to tell you that. I've met you before, but it's amazing. So write this down. Only you can do what you can do. My friend Luke, how many roofs have you put on? 500,000?
Well, we do 75 to 100 in a season, so we've been doing it for 15
years. Yeah, so about 1,500 roofs. I thought about giving the roofing with you, but it was over my head. I didn't want to get shingles.
You nailed it.
Nailed it. Nice.
That was good. Text me that one. I'll use that one.
That's how I get more puns. It's like people come in are punters. Come on, people. That was good. Nailed it. Anyway, only you can do what you're called to do. A lot of people wouldn't want to have custody of 100 children, but we do, because we love children. Amen.
Amen.
Not a whole lot of people want to rescue girls from sex trafficking. There's a whole lot of people that have a ministry of rescuing girls from sex trafficking, and all they do is talk about it, which is better than nothing, maybe. You suck up all the money and the attention, and they don't help anybody besides talking about it. It's risky to rescue girls from trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So in Missouri, I got a phone call from the county, Osage Beach. I'm from Osage Beach, like the lady says, and I'm from the county, and are you Tom Stanton? Yes. We have land on CNA? Yes. We've heard about you, and we heard that you have concubines.
Oh dear.
I said, what? Concubines or combines? Time travel. I said, who uses that word? It's no kind of safe house. We also heard you're taking in people from Guatemala, from the Guatemala refugee camp. And this is Redneckville. This is downtown Minneapolis. No, we don't work in Guatemala, we work with Honduras. Okay. And that seems sharp. Come take a look at our place. Next day, another person from another county calls me from Camden. We heard about you. I'm from Camden County. I said, I bet you have. I said, what kind of church you go to? He said, I'm a Baptist. I said, John was a Baptist. And he said, come and take a tour. Third day, third phone call, third county. I said, just bring the whole government over. So we set up a time on Monday. I'm not kidding you. There were 15 cars full of people with guns from the area because they thought we were a cult. So I gave the county officials a tour and loved our place. And guess what happened? We made the front page of the Osage Beach newspaper. And you know what they did?
Put the address in.
The safe house.
Yes, they put the address of the safe house in the newspaper. Unbelievable. And they called it no nefarious activity. And I was disappointed because I like the fair. I'm nefarious. And we're not afraid because we're putting in tiny homes for veterans. We just got our fifth check. Our girls have 22 tiny homes for vets. Can you imagine some dummy walks on the property to hurt our girls? And there's 22 veterans with AKs. They're going to be a holy man. And you won't have to pray about it either. There's some gun people here. Right? I like the way you laugh. Really. I'll be one of them. Man. Sign me up. Right? Amen. But the point is this. Hey, God's chosen us to do this. Take out your pen and paper and write down in one sentence, what has God chosen you to do? I'm going to go around the room real quick. Can't think of nothing to say fast. I'm going to go around the room. What's God chosen you to do? In one sentence. No sermons, please. One sentence. Can't think of nothing to say fast. In one sentence. What's God chosen you to do?
Go to India and share Jesus.
Okay, good.
Help people to know Jesus.
There you go. And you?
For the revelation of Christ.
Amen. I like that. What about you?
Spread the joy of the Lord.
Nehemiah 10. And how about you?
Fund the kingdom.
Fund the kingdom. You're already. How about you?
Fund the kingdom.
Fund the kingdom. Must be married. How about you? Missionary. I didn't know. I was trying to encourage you. And how about you?
I don't care.
No, no, yeah. How about you?
Follow
Jesus. And how about you?
Rescue people.
Rescue people. And how about you?
Bring revival.
Bring revival. And you?
Help those who are hurting.
Help those who are hurting. And laugh like that. How about you?
Honesty with the Lord.
Stay at the Lord, and you?
Show the love of God.
Show the love of God. How about you? Just keep a beautiful smile. And how about you, Grady?
Live in His authority.
Live in authority. How about you, Grady?
Take care of His people.
There you go. And how about you, brother?
Share Bible verses through books.
You did that, yeah. And how about you?
Walk alongside those on a journey of new life, physically and spiritually.
You got that down good. And how about you? You are doing that. Very good. And how about you? Off of Jesus, and how about you?
About my faith so that people can see.
Thank you. Very good. And how about you?
God has told me to walk around or drive around the city for 7 days straight.
Very good. Yeah. That's right. Good. Actually, we do need that. Jericho. And how about you?
Pray for a politician.
Is there any hope? Okay. How about you, ma'am?
Start more business.
Wait a minute. You got me. Two points for you. You caught me.
Life of the devil.
I know. Thank you. Thank you, Spanky. Thank you.
I love it.
You have some bad news. Remember Alfalfa?
Yeah.
Became a Muslim. Changed his name to Kareem of Wheat.
Start
my business. Very good. How about you, young lady?
No clue.
You have no clue? You're Sherlock Holmes? How about you, Pastor?
Create an atmosphere of worship.
Do what?
Create an atmosphere of worship.
You know, Stunker. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I just told you.
No, I'm going to get your wife.
I know. You said she looked young.
Oh, sure. Okay. Okay.
And to love people.
Love people. And how about you, buddy?
Teach God loves.
Amen. Say, don't call me a pastor. And how about you in the back?
Make disciples.
All right. God has chosen you. Let me say hallelujah.
Tom.
Yes.
We missed.
Did I miss her? Oh, I told the joke. Trust
him.
Trust him. Yeah. Good job. You're a good mom, too. I'm so sorry for missing you.
It's
But I didn't miss you now, so I'm not here for you now. I'm up here. And she is related to you guys somehow?
She's my daughter.
Very. Yeah, good-looking kids. Makes sense.
My granddaughter.
There you go. I want some other people to come stand up as fast as you can. There's some song, you know what it is. Don't be shy. There's a lion in you. Don't be shy. There's a lion in you. And I can see you teaching her, whether it's homeschooling or it's just from school, from regular school, but she's going to learn to love Jesus and singing with her. Some little girl's going to be four. She has this little thing to push a button and the song comes. She probably knows 50 songs. She's three. She knows songs I don't even know. Like, I don't know the words. I read the words and barely keep up. So I think they have a beautiful voice too. I believe that your daughter can start her own business. You're a great communicator. You're pretty good at sales, amen. She works hard, and you heard her sing. What's that? Okay. That needs to go to the next level. So I pray, Father God, for her to know that, okay, such and such a time, we're going to take that to the next level. I pray for peace. I pray for love. I pray for the spirit inside of us. That's going to work out. That'll be done. But thank you, Father God, she's come far in her faith. Amen. She's growing. And God's touching you. You're on the highway to hell, but now you're on the stairway to heaven. So thank God for the good heart that she has. I pray that you'll make that right decision soon with the dad. Amen. Let's give her a hand in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. A couple more nuggets from Denver. It is God who testifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died more than that, was raised to life. Great hand of God is interceding for us. How many here ever have the devil condemn you?
Mm-hmm.
The devil's really good at tempting you, and then when you do it, he condemns you.
Yes.
He told me to do it. Then you do it, it makes you feel guilty.
Mm.
And we all have at least one mistake or two. How many have ever repented of the same of one thing you did 20 years ago? I'm back. Really sorry. He's already forgiven. He's like, what? What was that again? I don't remember that.
There you go.
The devil loves to condemn. People like to condemn.
Yes.
Right? Oh. You. How many have relatives that still remember the things you did wrong years ago? Behind every successful man is a surprise mother-in-law. You've got really good memories of what you did wrong. Mm-hmm. And they condemn you. You know, I said, I'm not here to condemn you. How many parents have children? And your child's done something wrong. And you hold it against them forever. I mean, you two are the most forgiving parents like ever. Right? And you let it go. God justifies. Amen. And we've all done things that are wrong. And thank God that Jesus died for us so we can have eternal life.
Amen.
You guys get to deal with people, some of the did some horrible things. And the drugs is the least of the things they've done. And you need to help them. And they gotta know the word justifies. So write that down. Justify means just as if I'd never sinned. And God's justified you. So don't let people try to hold you back. How many ever broke the law and the law won? So I get pulled over, I don't know, about once a month. Speed is my middle name. I drive about 135,000 miles a year. Has anybody ever driven in Chicago when it's not rush hour? You drive 90 miles an hour to get past.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great feeling. I was in Boston, it was more than a feeling. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so I get pulled over. Hi, officer. Tom Stan is my name. So good to meet you. I rescue girls from sex trafficking. I've been trying to meet police officers and deputy sheriffs wherever I'm at. So I'm so glad you took me. And I got a newsletter right here. You can read about me when you're looking me up with my driver's license. But thank you so much for what you do. I back the blue. And you're going fast. I'm maybe a little bit fast, but I got to rescue some girls. And I do appreciate all that you do, officer. Then he goes to his car. No ticket, no ticket, no ticket. I deserve it. No ticket, no ticket, no ticket. Peace, Lord. No ticket. One guy came back and said, I'm a Christian. I can't imagine giving you a ticket for helping rescue girls. I looked you up. You're an amazing person. Wonderful job. I'm not going to give you a ticket. So then guess what I did?
You got, you
You got caught again.
No! I gave him an offering envelope. I said, you make a donation. I didn't give him any money, but he didn't give me a ticket. I counted that as a donation. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't speed for the next 5 miles.
The next 5 miles.
Gotta go. But thank God we're saved by grace. You can say hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, here for another person. Two more nuggets. We're going to wrap it up. Wrap it up. You. I want 35 people to jump up as fast as you can. And you know this. She's tough. And you can look at someone lying through their teeth. You're like, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. You got that woman that every woman's kind of a problem. Amen. She's kind of bossy, too. Clean your room. This is disgusting. You're a grown person, and you have a problem, and you're not going to have that problem. She'd also be good at raising, believe it or not, raising money, too, to help these people. I'd like to see you one day. You rescue women from trafficking. Of course they're on drugs. What are you going to do when they forced you on drugs and you can't get rid of all the horrible memories? You're going to take drugs. And I believe you can help these girls get set free. And they're going to say, if only I had a mom like you, I never would have done this. And it's true. They never would have. It sucks that some people have horrible parents. And yet God's just going to speak in their life, teach them, train them, help them. You can have success stories and people that repeat and repeat and repeat. We know the people that we get set free, and you are their hero. It's not just a job. It's a calling. And you're picked. I'm going to tell you something. You're good at it. Whatever they call you to do there, you are one of the best. Amen. You're smart enough to have a master's degree in counseling. Amen. You have to make a lot of money work for Teen Challenge, but one day you might even have your own private practice and rescue girls. I think you should write a book. What do you think? Try not to roll your eyes. Okay. All right. Give her a hand. Thank you guys for coming. Trust Teen Challenge. David Wilkerson will hurt me. All right, let's give you one more nugget here. No, say no.
No.
And all these things were more than conquerors. Right? How many of there are voices you have to ignore?
Mm-hmm.
Here, my wife shared about the brain and stuff. I had a bad habit calling myself stupid if I did something stupid. We've all done stupid things, have we not? Stupid, stupid, but she charges me $10 a time.
She's.
Why are you looking at your husband there? That was cool. One day I had to pay her $120. I couldn't afford to call myself stupid anymore. That was stupid. No, don't think that way. So, my full-time job is what?
Coach.
So I'm a life coach. And I have the honor of coaching a lady. And you might have met her in the Winona area. And she's running for Minnesota Senate. Could be the one person to change it from 63-62 to maybe get rid of all the abortion garbage stuff that our governor in Tampa got to Tim Jones. Tim Jones. And I get to coach her. It's a blessing. I've had to deal with how you think. I deal with who you are in Christ. No, you're not that. Deal with things from the past. How many have had some negative stuff said over you in the past? How many can still remember? I can still remember some of those things that people said that were nasty. Right? But no, I'm more than a conqueror. Maybe you've been poor all your life. No, you're more than a conqueror. Maybe you walked in fear your whole life. No, you're more than a conqueror. You have to speak to those thoughts. And you have to control your thought patterns. No, I'm not going to do that. I want to do that. Has anybody here ever been young and dumb?
Oh, yeah.
How about dumb and young?
Yeah.
Maybe you should watch a movie called Dumb and Dumber. It could be a movie. My favorite Christian movies. What about that? And I worked at a health club when I was 24, and a guy walked in the gym. His name was Scott Ledoux. Anybody remember Scott Ledoux from Minnesota? Scott Ledoux, remember who that was? He fought for the heavyweight championship of the world from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Ledoux.
Yeah.
And he walked into the gym I worked at. I was 24, and he was probably in his 50s. I said, are you Scott Ledoux? Yeah. I said, well, you don't look that tough. What an idiot. BAM! And punched me in the shoulder.
Ow.
How do you think I felt afterwards?
Great.
You're right! I didn't feel nothing for about a week. But how do you think I felt on the inside?
You just took a hit from Scott LaDuke.
I took a hit from the same guy that hit Kenny Norton, and I was standing. At an angle. I was standing. Not too many people have taken hits from him who were standing afterwards, because I'm more than a conqueror, and so are you. How many can say that?
Amen.
How many have ever had a financial problem?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever two or three are gathered together, there's a financial problem. But you're more than a conqueror. How many can say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Right? How many have had people that didn't like you, but they ended up changing their mind? Because you're more than a conqueror. How many have ever heard critical words?
Mm-hmm.
You're more than a conqueror.
Yes.
Right? You can do it. You're more than a conqueror.
Yes.
Stop the negative thoughts. Stop beating yourself down. You're a child of a living God.
Yes.
When my son was 9 years old, he said, Dad, I want to be a lawyer. How many here could use a lawyer in the family?
Mm-hmm.
At age 24, he passed 3 bar exams. I passed one too, but I wasn't a Christian. When he asked me, I thought about AA. I said, I think it's for quitters. That was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. I've heard that one before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I like it. I need you some new jokes. Anyway. No, you're more than a conqueror. Not just you, but the people you're trying to help. You can overcome. Here's your promise. Read this Revelation 21:6. He that overcomes shall inherit all things.
Yes.
You overcome it, and you get to inherit it. I'm going to say hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
And then I'm going to pray for one more person, and we'll wrap up this part here. I'm going to pray for everybody else afterwards. And I'm going to pray for this lady right here. She is one tough prayer warrior. Do you guys know her very well? She's called to be the mom and grandma wherever she goes. Y'all stretch forth your hands, and she is intense. Amen.
Amen.
She has a gift for the prophetic. Do you know her, Jessica? She's an amazing woman. I see her helping you, you guys, going to places. I see her teaching, preaching. You're not going to let your age stop you either. I'm not going to guess your age, because I know you're nothing younger than what you really are. You are. And she can cook. She can help people. She has a gift of hospitality. If you would all like, you're an idiot. I'm just telling you that right now. She's probably glad that they are. But she's going to have an amazing amount of wisdom. She's going to pull people from darkness into the light. Have you ever heard of the word deliverance? And I can see you and a couple of ladies doing deliverance over people. Someone got some pretty strong demons. You know when you take drugs? It's called pharmakia, witchcraft, and drugs are the same word. And they got demons and they need to be set free. And they're going to be set free. What do you think about that?
I love it.
And what do you do? Let's give her a hand in Jesus' name. Stop doing amputee ones and he gave me a hand. That was weird. All right. Everybody bow your heads, shut your eyes, shut your eyeballs. Before you pull up that PowerPoint, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you ready to meet Jesus? Don't go to hell, go to heaven. Give your life to Jesus. And I'm giving you an opportunity to do that. Maybe you walked away from God, but this is your night to come back to Jesus. I encourage you to raise your hand as high as you can and give your life to Jesus. It's already a hand in the air. Keep it up there. There's 2 hands in the air. Keep them up there. I'm going to count for 3 of these. Yep. You can give your life to Jesus or come back to Jesus. There's a 3rd hand, and there's a 4th hand, and there's a 5th hand. 1, 2, 3. Raise your hand and give your life to Jesus. Raise them up as high as you can. Let me count the hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. Amen. Drop your hands, put them on your heart. Everybody pray this prayer. Everybody say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Save me.
Save me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Come in my heart. Wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
I believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
And Savior.
And Savior.
And he's